Welcome to the Tennessee Politics Podcast from Nashville Public Radio. We'll be checking in every week during the state legislative session with State House reporter Chas Sisk. These episodes will be dropping every Sunday morning. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Tennessee is in for an eventful few weeks as lawmakers return to Nashville for the second year of the 110th General Assembly. It's hard to predict what controversies are going to arise once they're in session, but it is clear that there is a huge wave of turnover on the horizon. Here to explain why that's likely to scramble the political picture is Nashville Public Radio State House reporter Chas Sisk. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So while lawmakers are getting down to actual business this week, the story coming into the session is just how many of those faces will be changing this year, especially on the Republican side. Does this just seem like a big turnover, or are we really seeing a big wave of departures?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a big wave of departures. More than a quarter of the Republicans in the state legislature have already stepped down or are planning to at the end of the session. And several prominent Democrats are looking to move on as well. Part of what's driving this is the race for governor. Mae Beavers, the Republican from Wilson County, she gave up her seat in the state Senate to run for governor. And over in the House, the top Democrat, Craig Fitzhugh, and the top Republican, House Speaker Beth Harwell, they're both running for governor. State law prevents them from doing that and running again for their seats. But apart from that, you've got a surprising number of lawmakers who are looking to leave politics or just do something else. You've got Shelbyville Senator Jim Tracy and Maryville Senator Doug Overby. Both of them have decided to join the Trump administration. And you have Murfreesboro Republican Bill Ketron and Memphis Democrat Lee Harris. They're both running for county mayor back in their home districts. You know, these are some very high-ranking and long-serving lawmakers on the whole, and it's a surprise to see them all go at once.
Well, so what does this mean then for the legislature? Do you think we'll see some of those people who are seeking to move up politically, like Speaker Beth Harwell, use their seats to promote campaign agendas?
I think there's a very high probability of that. One problem with being a state legislator and running for office is that it's against the law to raise campaign money while you're in session. That's an anti-corruption measure. And it's the reason, in fact, why Mae Beavers decided to resign. But the thing that you have in your favor is the ability to make news. So someone like Beth Harwell is going to want to show that she's a capable and effective leader, someone who can corral votes and get legislation through. That helps her make her case for governor. Same goes for Craig Fitzhugh. On the flip side, though, everything those legislators do is going to be seen through the filter of the upcoming elections. And people who are opposed to them are very likely to try to undermine them. So if you're a supporter of Diane Black or Randy Boyd, for example, two of the other candidates in the race for governor, you might decide you can help them by getting in Speaker Harwell's way. Or even just by gumming up the legislative session and delaying the adjournment date. That would give people like Harwell and Fitzhugh less time to catch up on campaigning and fundraising.
Well, not everybody who's leaving is running for another office. So what about these folks who are just retiring or getting out of politics altogether? They don't have to worry about re-election. Do you think that a sense of freedom will result in some bolder, maybe unpredictable moves?
You know, it might. We might have seen an example of that last week when State Representative Steve McDaniel, one of the longest-serving Republicans in the legislature, said publicly that the GOP's failure to pass Insure Tennessee a few years ago was one of the reasons a hospital in his district is closing. Now, McDaniel's a moderate Republican, and he's seen as being close to Governor Haslam, who put together the Insure Tennessee plan. But he's also a loyal Republican. And for him to say something like that, that points a finger at his colleagues, especially in an election year, that's pretty remarkable. I'm not sure he would have said that unless he was retiring.
So it's not all about campaigns and jockeying for new positions. There are still issues to be addressed. So what stalled legislation from last year do you think might actually stand a better chance this year?
Well, you know, that's always hard to predict with the legislature, but I do think you'll see a robust debate over medical cannabis. Lawmakers have gone around on this issue for the past few years. They had several hearings in the off session to study the matter, and some lawmakers have begun to suggest that medical cannabis could help with the state's opioid problem by steering patients to a drug that seems to be less addictive. But what's just as interesting are the issues that won't be on the table, such as school vouchers. That's an idea that some Republicans have tried and failed to get off the ground for more than a decade. And one of the big reasons they're not pursuing it this year is the sponsor of the school vouchers bill, East Tennessee Republican Harry Brooks, is retiring, like we talked about.
Well, thank you, Chas.
My pleasure.
Chas Sisk will be joining us weekly throughout the legislative session to talk about the happenings inside the state capitol. Be sure to join us each week for the Tennessee Politics Podcast, care of Nashville Public Radio.